Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will be continuing the devotional plan titled Enemies of the Heart. I hope you continue to allow God to work in you. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Letting go of hurt and anger. Scripture, Ephesians 4:25-32. The second enemy of the heart is anger. We get angry when we don't get what we want. Show me an angry person, and I'll show you a hurt person. And I guarantee you that person is injured because something has been taken. Somebody owes them something. We all know people whose anger could be verbalized in one of the following ways: you took my reputation. You stole my family. You took the best years of my life. You stole my first marriage. You robbed me of my teenage years. You robbed me of my purity. You owe me a raise. You owe me an opportunity to try. You owe me a second chance. You owe me affection. The root of anger is the perception that something has been taken. Something is owed to you. And now, a debt-to-debtor relationship has been established. How about you? What debt is causing the anger you feel? How long will you allow the people who have hurt you to control your life? Another month? Another year? Another season of your life? How long? I want to propose that today should be the day you quit holding on to the hurt. While it's true that you can't undo what's been done, it's equally true that you don't have to let the past control your future. In Ephesians 4, we're commanded to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. We do that by forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The remedy for anger is forgiveness. If we hold out waiting to be paid back for the wrongs done to us, we will be the ones who pay. On the other hand, if we cancel the debts owed to us, we will be set free. Of the four monstrous forces we're discussing in these devotionals, I believe this one, unresolved anger from intentional and unintentional hurt, is the most devastating. Yet, in some ways, it's the easiest to overcome. You simply make up your mind to cancel the debt. You decide and declare, "You don't owe me anymore." Follow this four-step process today. 1. Identify who you're angry with. 2. Determine what they owe you. 3. Cancel the debt by forgiving them. 4. Don't let the anger build up again. Courtesy of Andy Stanley, YouVersion Bible App.